Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Lisa Rodriguez. The body of work that I'll be talking about today is work that was part of my dissertation work at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. I'm currently faculty at the University of Florida in Gainesville, College of Public Health and Health Professions, and my research interests are in participatory work and using them to address health disparities in minority and underserved communities. So the title of the talk today is Evaluation of a Participatory Faith-Based Breast Cancer Educational Intervention Community Partner Assessment. So I don't have any financial relationships or commercial interests to disclose. So the objectives for the talk today are really just clarifying the definition of church-based health promotion in conjunction with community-based participatory research approach, so CBPR for short. I'll also talk a little bit about the community partnership process that we went through and share the results from the qualitative assessment. So for church-based health promotion, it's really about a large-scale effort by the church community to improve the health of its members, and it can be any combination of education, screening, referral, treatment, and group support. And the main thing to take away from that is that it involves partnerships between the church, but in conjunction with CBPR, those partnerships extend also with academic institutions. What is CBPR? So the things underlined are really what I want to place emphasis on in terms of it being a collaborative approach that equitably involves all partners in the research process and really recognizes the unique strengths that each brings to the table, as well as the concept of social change. And so when combining different approaches, so the church health promotion and CBPR, I always like to start out and look for where are the common grounds, where are the similarities, and where are the things that are different where we might have to do some compromise. And with church-based health promotion, CBPR, there really are a lot of nice similarities in terms of the emphasis on partnership, community-level interventions and engagement, as well as the concept of social change, especially within Black churches, which have had a long-standing history of social change movement. So in terms of the partnership process, this schematic I really came up with just to really break it down and show the relationship between initiation, which when we think of community-based participatory research, we're thinking about that first identification, that first relationship with the community, and the issue being identified and agreed upon by all partners. And then in terms of engagement, that's the critical phase where partnership is really happening and where the building is coming through, and there's a lot of communication and looking at what each partner is bringing to the table and what are our common goals. In terms of collaboration, this happens throughout, and it's really communication is critical to this process, and it really is a democratic decision-making process. In terms of commitment, this has to be throughout. And I always compare this to a relationship. That building trust part is something, you know, in a personal relationship, you have to have that commitment. You have to have that communication in order to build that trust. And with CBPR, it's likewise. You really need to have that commitment, and you really need to put in that work to build that trust. For this particular study, this was a CBPR faith-based breast cancer prevention intervention that we engaged lay health coordinators in. We also worked with pastors from each of the churches. The pastors were really our gatekeepers, and so they were the ones that identified the lay health coordinators in each of their churches. There were 8 churches in total, and so we considered them our 2 levels of research partnership. And then the original, the parent study or intervention study, was a 3-year study that was funded by the Susan G. Komen Foundation, and this happened from 2004 to 2007. So the evaluation that I'll be talking about was at the latter part of the study in 2007. And so the study aim for the evaluation was really to gain the perspective of the pastors and lay health coordinators concerning how they define their role in the implementation of the breast cancer intervention, as well as to really address the limited body of published work in this field, and also describe their attitudes on the role of the church in promoting health. As far as the data collection went, we used semi-structured in-depth interviews, so we did have an interview protocol that we followed. We also made sure to address certain evaluation impact factors within that interview to facilitate discussion and make sure that we hit certain points that we wanted to know about in terms of the intervention, what worked, what didn't work. We also recorded these interviews. For data analysis, we transcribed the interviews, went through the coding process, created a coding dictionary. We had a second coder that looked for comprehensiveness. We used NVivo, and we also did some content analysis to really bring together what themes came out. So now for the results. So for a total, we had four pastors that participated, and the main thing that came out of our pastor interviews was really a commitment to holism. We had all eight lay health coordinators that participated, and the main thing from that was really this terminology and this focus on their role as a link in the community and the research. And then the cross-cutting themes were the common themes among the pastors and LHCs, and there were four that came through. And so when we talk about a holistic approach, that really is taking into mind, body, spirit. And that was how our pastors described what they meant by holistic, and in terms of how they pastor within their congregations, but also how they viewed the role of research in this project. And so I'll really focus on the main themes from the pastor and the LHC just in the interest of time, but in the publication we really go through and give in-depth information on the cross-cutting themes as well. So in terms of a commitment to holism, this was a really powerful quote, and this actually was repeated throughout all of our pastors, and that was that when we are informed concerning natural and physical issues, it brings harmony with what we are trying to convey spiritually. So to enrich, to better the congregation, any type of information that will better inform them on how to take care of this body is quite welcome. And so the pastors really saw this opportunity to participate in this research as a mechanism for practicing that holistic approach to their pastoring. And they also described the church as a focal point in the community and a clearinghouse of information. In terms of the main thing from the lay health coordinators, it was really that link between the community and research. And this has been substantiated by other faith-based research projects as well, but I think we haven't given it enough credit in terms of how important it is in the capacity building piece of CBPR. And so with this, our LHCs really described their role in the research as a link between the church and the project. They also discussed their ability to link people to the resources as a benefit of their experience, and something which the qualitative information was really rich on were some of the things that just from survey data alone, we're not able to capture things that they were doing, but in the qualitative component, it really did allow us to understand more of their role and what they were able to do. And so this quote really reflects that. I was able to personally connect, not just through the churches, but in the street, you know. People walk up to you and will tell you things, and a lot of people don't have insurance. So I was like able to link people. So that has been a plus in being part of this program. And so with that, they really describe that meeting new people, building relationships, and gaining information, as well as increasing their own awareness with respect to breast cancer health issues, really allow them to better educate the community as well as themselves. So that was something that was really important in terms of thinking of behavior change outcomes, that it wasn't just about their role in the community, but also the individual awareness in order to do better. And we saw that a lot in our qualitative was this phrase of do better. So in terms of critical findings, these are really implications. So out of all of this qualitative information that we had and the survey data that came from the quantitative intervention part, what is the take home? What did we get from this work? And so for the LHC link, we really saw this notion of improving access to resources as well as trained community educators, the LHCs, acting as liaisons between the community and research project. So this was really a great example of building capacity through a community-based participatory research approach. It's really getting at that concept of skill building, training, and how to access knowledge and resources. So we often say access is an issue. And with respect to this project, we know that there are resources out there, but in underserved and minority communities, the issue is often having and feeling confident in the ability to access resources. And so this LHC link was really a critical pathway in being able to address that disparity. As far as health messages, we had a surprising finding in that our religious pastors and our LHCs were more concerned with getting a message that was comprehensive and inclusive rather than the focus being on the faith and spirituality. They felt that they really had that part under control. Now, if the researcher was someone that was genuine, and this term came from our pastors, and wanting to share that information, they were fine with it, but they were really wanting to get the health information out there into their communities because they knew how badly it was needed. In terms of comprehensive, we also found that there was really this want and need for broad-based programming and inclusive information and people, diversity, meaning programs for men, women, the family, all ethnicities and nationalities. And this was really a result that we saw with the pastors of the congregations becoming more diversified. In terms of study limitations, these were single exploratory interviews, and some of our findings may really be limited to a description of the salient topics and commonalities in the experience as related to this particular project. Another thing is that there may be some issue with social desirability in terms of the interview participants not wanting to disclose anything that may seem as critical to the research or partnership process since the interviewer was someone that was also involved in the study. But we tried to mitigate that limitation by asking those questions in different points in the research protocol. In terms of study strength, we really got at multiple levels of the community partners, so both having the gatekeeper, the pastor role, and the LHC, which was our day-to-day hands-on involved in the research process. This is a formative area of study with respect to faith-based health promotion, disease prevention, intervention research and services, and it's really a useful approach to assess the participatory function of community-based participatory research in terms of looking at principles and how they were actually applied in an intervention study. And so I really wanted to give some conclusions for assessment and planning as take home, since it really has lighted a way in terms of my future research. And that is that the community partner perspective should be valued at all phases of the research. And it's really an opportunity, as I stated before, to assess a project's fidelity to CBPR principles. And also that the community partner feedback is essential for improving evaluation and program outcomes. And the study supports existing research that suggests that the involvement of community members in research as a way to enhance the quality of the process and the results that we obtained. And as always, you know, anticipating as much as possible the method problems that can arise, such as bias, sampling, validity, and reliability, and trying to address those up front as much as possible. And I think for a planning point, another thing is that the Black Church is really an established and well-recognized point of access for reaching underserved as well as high-income populations. So as a community institution, there are really multiple ways to address an array of social needs, and that these leaders should really be considered as a source for engagement and partnership in addressing health disparities within the African-American community. So I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Janice Bowie, Dr. Shannon Frateroli, and Dr. Andrea Gielen, as well as our great community partners in Baltimore, Maryland, and our sources of funding from the Susan G. Komen for the Cure and the Department of Health, Behavior, and Society at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.